This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're going to talk some football right now, going out on the SDCCU fan hotline. Our buddy Greg Camarillo, the former Charger, and I might add Miami Dolphin heroic wide receiver, joins us here on the program. Greg, how you been?
Good, Chris. Good. Yourself?
Doing well. Doing very well. I got to be honest with you. I've thought a little bit more about you this off season because the Miami Dolphins, you know, my team, might be headed for one of those winless seasons this year. That's what everybody's saying. Might need somebody to make an overtime catch in like week 14 to save them from going winless, which is what you did many years ago. So I'm hoping it's not going to be that bad in Miami this year, but it could be. Who knows?
It, you know, when you look at just roster and numbers in the offseason, they have not set themselves up to be successful. But I do not wish a zero or one win season upon anybody. So I'm hoping they can get it together.
Yeah. Having gone through it, you know what it's like, and it's got to be just awful. I mean, it's hard enough to show up and knock heads every week and play football. You want to get a couple of wins mixed in there.
Greg, let me ask you a question, man. We got two holdouts this year, two big-name holdouts, Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott. How do you see these playing out? It sounds like the Chargers and Gordon are nowhere close, and it kind of sounds the same with the Cowboys and Zeke.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's running backs that are holding out, and it's running backs that are being undervalued in the NFL right now. And what we learned from watching Le'Veon Bell is that it doesn't necessarily pay off. You know, granted, you could always get hurt in there, you know, in the middle of it. And Le'Veon Bell, therefore, would have made himself some money. But to be honest with you, spending big bucks on a running back is not there. And you know, I don't blame any player for holding out. Training camp sucks. Preseason games suck. If you can skip them and you can afford to skip them, skip them. But if I'm a GM and I have a few dollars to put out there, there are other positions I need to take care of first before I take care of running back.
So, I mean, you played with the Chargers in that organization. I said as soon as Melvin Gordon decided to hold out that he was going to be in for a tough time because the Chargers, at least the history, has always been that they don't exactly give you a phone call right away and go, hey, we'd like to double our offer so we can get you into camp. I don't ever recall that happening with the Chargers. And, you know, I don't know. Do you think Melvin Gordon learns from Le'Veon Bell and says, okay, I'll just take a season off and get myself elsewhere? Do you think it could go all the way to that?
He's definitely looking at that. But the big component of that is Melvin Gordon is not Le'Veon Bell. He is a good running back. Melvin is a key component to the offense. He's just been hurt a lot, and I think that's the hesitancy in paying running backs is that if you give them these big bucks and they're not out there on the field, then you're hurting at other positions. But, you know, I see this as Melvin will be back week one. He's got some money in his pocket. He can afford these fines. He'll be back on the field, and the Chargers need him. They've got some key injuries hurting them. But if you look at rosters when people are healthy, the Chargers look great this year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Greg, I got to ask you a little bit about your helmet when you played. I played with many ball players, right, that if you told them that they could no longer use the model bat that they were using, they would lose their minds, and it would be a problem. So fast forward to this Antonio Brown situation. From the outside looking in, it looks really silly about this helmet, right? Man, all you got to do is just put a different helmet on. Can you shed some light on maybe we're the ones that don't know what we're talking about on the outside looking in?
No, man, you know exactly what you're talking about. It is still. So you know what? I had a helmet switch in my career. When I was playing in Miami, I had the old style helmet. I was traded to Minnesota. I put on the new style helmet, and in the first game, got a concussion. So I immediately switched back. And it's like, you look good, you feel good, whatever feels good, you roll with. And he wants that feel of the old helmet. The new ones, they feel a little odd. But I was watching, have you been watching Hard Knocks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I was watching Hard Knocks last night, and they showed some close-ups of his helmet, because that's an important part. And he's telling me that, or he's telling the media that the new helmets limit his vision. And then I look at his old helmet, and he has the Deion Sanders bars on the side, which limits your vision, and he has a visor on the front. So I'm not buying it. I think Antonio Brown just doesn't want to be practicing right now.
I'm so glad you said that, Greg, because when you mentioned earlier, you know, if you could miss some training camp and you could miss some preseason games, by all means, go for it. Do you think that has a lot to do?
It sucks, man.
Do you think this has a lot to do with what his antics are really trying to avoid, basically?
I think so, man. You know, why beat up your body when you don't have to? He is arguably the best wide receiver. He will be totally fine come week one. Derek Carr will throw him the ball, teams will double cover him, and he'll still come up with huge plays. So why not take an extra month off and jump back in when the season time?
Okay. Yeah, this is not new stuff.
No.
I mean, I don't remember, I don't know if Greg was around. I've talked about Leslie O'Neal before, the old Charger linebacker defensive end, but I don't think he ever came to training camp. He came up with a different reason every single year to hold out. And then right before the season, he'd find a reason to come back, and he was ready to go.
Yep.
So, you know.
Hey, man, if you're talented enough to get away with it, and you're not going to alienate your teammates if you're someone that people like, then, you know, that's just how it works.
Greg Camarillo is with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, the former Charger receiver. And, I'm trying to figure out anymore why the preseason is even played. I mean, honestly, almost every single key player on every single team sits out all the games now. I mean, I don't think Phillip Rivers has put on a uniform yet for 2 weeks. And I guess it's good for these young players, but how much can we really find out about a rookie quarterback who's playing against third-string players in these preseason games?
Yeah, there's only one reason that preseason games are played, and that's money. The owners charge full price for the tickets. They fill up the stadium. They get TV rights. They make a lot of money off it, but you don't learn much. For your fringe guys, where I was several times in my career, it's a huge opportunity to prove that you can show up on game day and make an impact. But so also on Hard Knocks, we saw Kyler Murray talking to Antonio Brown, saying they were throwing it all at me, meaning they were blitzing him from all angles. Coaches make agreements to limit the amount of blitzing that's done. We're not going to bring a safety, or we're not going to bring two linebackers at the same time.
Mm.
So Kyler Murray is getting frazzled by elementary blitzes. So he is in for a rude awakening come week one when they are coming from every angle.
So, Greg, are you saying that him telling, I think it was AB, and that at the end of the game, man, you guys are throwing it. That was just like the beginner's course of
that
defense?
That was vanilla blitzing.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Tony,
wow.
To put it in your world, that's like going into a spring league game and a pitcher can only throw two pitches, and you know one of those two is coming. It is elementary defense that they're putting out there. But, you know, I mean, Kyler Murray, on the other side of that, has shown an incredible amount of talent, the way he runs and the way he throws. I have been impressed, so as long as he gets his head in the books and watches some film and prepares, it'll be fun to watch him out there.
Yeah, I mean, the athleticism of these quarterbacks still is a lot of fun to watch, no question. Greg Camarillo's with us. Greg, last thing for me on the wide receivers and the new rule with pass interference and being able to challenge that. Do you think that is going to open up a Pandora's box of crazy things that are going to happen every time the ball's thrown 60 yards down the field? Or do you think it's going to be much ado about nothing?
Absolutely. I hate it. I mean, there's pass interference on every play. And, you know, there's no language that's going to say, like, oh, if you really hit him, then it's pass interference. Or if you barely touch him, it's pass interference. So it's going to be an issue, and you know, hopefully they can figure it out. But I see it coming down to, like you just mentioned, a big play at the end of a game. A DB reaches out and barely touches the receiver. Technically, it's pass interference. And now that they're going to go back and review it, I think they're going to end up calling some fluff that really doesn't need to be reviewed.
Games are never going to be over now. I mean, you're going to be, honestly, you get the ball with 12 seconds to go, just throw it 70 yards down the field, and then ask for a pass interference call, and you might get it. You can kick the field goal.
I
could happen.
Totally agree with you.
Greg.
Totally agree with you. Chris, I know you're a football traditionalist that doesn't like all that, so I'm with you on this one, man. Just make it a judgment call. Sometimes refs make it, sometimes they miss it.
Exactly. We can all live with it's not a perfect world out there.
No,
so why should it be perfect in the National Football League? Hey, Greg, thanks so much. Great catching up with you.
Thanks,
look forward,
Greg,
to talking to you soon again. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.